Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
All right, happy Tuesday. How's everyone doing today? Everyone's only doing so-so.
I feel like sore.
I know. Everyone seems like injured. AB injured her back on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Kevin said his back's been hurting him.
Yeah.
You can hear it in my voice. I feel like I'm losing my voice.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you about that.
I know. I feel like, so I went and got one of those medicine ball, like, teas at Starbucks because I feel like I'm losing my voice.
I hope you don't have what I had over Thanksgiving break.
Because your voice doesn't sound like it's there back yet either.
It goes in waves throughout the day. But
I noticed that, yeah.
This morning, I had my own little event. My car wouldn't start.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And if you know me, you know my car is my life. So I'm taking like a personal offense to my car not starting. I had to Google how to start my car without the key
push
fob
start.
Starting. Yeah. You had to like take apart your key and then use your key somewhere.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. It was a whole thing. And now I'm just trying to sit here and think about where in the hell my other key fob is.
Mm.
I could be anywhere.
So your battery might be out. Isn't that a thing?
Yeah. That's what it sounds
like. So it sounds like the battery's out on the key fob.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's only like $25 to fix, but I usually have to go. I think you got to go to like a Jeep dealership.
It's my car. What if it's my car?
It sounded like it was the key fob. It said, you sent us a video that said like it wasn't recognizing the key fob.
Well, my low key, like the car has been like starting slowly lately, and I thought it was just because it's been so cold out. So I didn't really like think twice of it. I'm like, oh, it's just cold. That's why it's kind of like.
So the thing that said like low battery, you weren't paying attention.
It didn't say low.
Oh, right.
It didn't say low battery.
So AB, how's the back?
It's like fine. I don't know. I just like have to be very purposeful in all of my movements because if I move too fast, it'll hurt a lot.
That's how I move through life. I'm very purposeful with all my movements.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I just like. You guys were all talking about all your injuries. Kevin's like, I wore like boots and now my back's
hurting. I know. It's terrible. Just from wearing boots. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You got a birthday coming up, man.
I know. So
usually things get achy when your birthday's coming. Like, I'm getting old. Birthday coming up.
Yep.
And it's your wife's birthday tomorrow?
Yeah. Actually, her birthday's Thursday.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah. And she'll be in my age range now.
So, because she turns 50, right?
That's right.
That's a big one.
We're like falling apart over here.
I know.
Yeah. When you guys are like comparing injuries, I think I am so comfortable being uncomfortable. Like, I don't think I ever feel good, but I'm just like, whatever. This is like how my body works. Like, it, like, just
hurts.
Yeah,
but at a certain point, like, when you can't walk, which has happened to me before, like, you have to get help.
Yeah. Do you guys look at my posture? Like, it's terrible. Like, I'm just a walking nightmare. You know, this whole show is now at this point. You see, just walking around like old skeletons. Like,
all right.
Sick, falling apart.
There's the Brett Mega Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it. So a couple out in Virginia was really excited. It was their wedding day. And then they realized that morning that their venue had caught on fire. It was an electrical fire out in this barn. And the whole thing burned down.
It's a sign.
That
run.
Day.
Oh, no.
Right. And if that wasn't bad enough, the bride's hair and makeup stylist canceled as well. So they had nowhere to go and no one to do their hair and makeup.
Complete
but luckily,
disaster.
They had an event coordinator and their family was so supportive that they were able to gather up everybody, get some support, and they were able to have their wedding day still on that same day. They were able to move locations, find someone to do their hair and makeup. And it ended up actually being like a bigger celebration than they imagined because they got to celebrate not just their love, but also like the love that they shared with their family and friends, that everybody was able to like step up to the plate. They said they will cherish this story forever and they look forward to telling their future children. They say that this wedding is dubbed Beauty from Ashes.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Alex, are you in panic mode? That could happen to you?
This actually did happen to one of my friends a few years ago. They were supposed to have their wedding at, I forget which local country club it was. It was out in St. Charles, and the clubhouse burned down. They had to rebuild the clubhouse, but they made accommodations and were able to keep everything running smooth. So
yeah.
I'm hopeful that Union Station doesn't have.
You know, you worry about like your mascara running or dropping, you know, spaghetti on your dress or something. I would not have worried that the whole building would burn down, but you know, even if it does, it clearly works out.
Yeah, you get a good story like that. You don't want a good story like that, Alex?
Hey, you just find an open field somewhere, put your tent, and get some barbecue. You can make do.
No, I remember that he said that. If something happens, he'd be like, no, I don't want it in an open field. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org.
The polls are open.
I haven't really spoken because I don't know where my voice is.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all scared.
I know, I can't. I've been losing
my
voice.
It's been real quiet in here.
Right.
So I'm drinking like hot tea. It's better than it was. It's still not good. Mm. Not good. Yesterday, poll of the day, we went to the mall to film something for that's coming out on Friday, right?
Yep.
Someone else just talked. No.
Yeah, no kidding.
Save the day. What's your favorite store at the mall?
Oh, this is really hard. I'm a big mall girl, big mall goer. I think ultimately, though, I have to pick Sephora. I love looking at makeup. Even if I don't buy it, looking at the new brands is awesome. They have skincare.
You just look at it? You just look at the eyeliner?
Like, yeah. I would say most girls will go in there for like an hour and just like test all the products.
Yeah.
I cannot be one of those people.
And just stare?
I just don't know what I'm doing.
There's perfumes to smell. There's skincare to look at. There's hair stuff. Makeup. I mean, it is just like the holy land in there. I love it.
Good thing I can't talk.
And malls always
have a lot
to
say about that.
Big stores.
Now, do these stores have to be stores that are currently available? Because KB Toys was my hangout. In fact, my younger brother used to work there.
Did he?
It was awesome. You know, it was great. We would get the, you know, he would always get the stuff early and always get, you know, raked over the coals during Christmas season. Well, you know, what do you mean you don't have the Power Rangers?
That's funny.
Yeah, but if I can't do KB, it'd be the Lego store.
Lego?
I mean, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's awesome.
AB?
I feel like mine's American Eagle. I just think I always have the most success in there, and that's where I get all of my jeans because I have to have them extra long.
Okay, that's, I feel like, a teenage store, but I've heard so many people talk about how you can never outgrow American Eagle jeans. They're still the best, the most comfortable.
And I can't buy them anywhere else because I have long legs and they're too short on me. So I always have to like order them online extra long.
I know you guys are going to call me crazy. American Cookie Factory.
Oh,
get in the mall, man. That cookie's so good.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie, guys. When you guys were in other stores shopping, I went and got one.
Yeah.
Good.
I snuck off and got one.
Those are all, they're pretty, too.
They are. They're so delicious.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Aaron, here we go. You versus Hannah, pop culture showdown. You know the deal. Is Hannah, would you consider your arch nemesis at this point?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I know when Aaron calls.
All right, Hannah, leave the room. I'm going to ask Aaron 5 pop culture questions. I'll ask you the same ones. When Hannah leaves, she can't hear the questions. And Aaron, get all the questions correct. Arch nemesis rivalry matchup. All right. This movie just became the highest grossing movie based on a musical ever.
Wicked.
All right, there we go. Haley Steinfeld just got engaged to the star quarterback.
Star quarterback.
I know, a relationship question that does not involve Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce when it comes to a star dating a football player.
Brian Stafford.
All right.
His wife might be upset about that, but okay.
Yeah. Ben Affleck spent Thanksgiving with his ex. Which ex-wife did he spend it with? He has a few of them.
Oh, man. I guess I'm going with Jennifer Garner.
Yeah, that's correct. This female artist was named the greatest country music artist of all time.
Oh. Is it Dolly Parton?
Yes. Right. Nice.
And this train takes you to the North Pole.
The Polar Express.
4-5.
Nice job,
man. Aaron, not playing around. Good job. We'll bring Hannah back in one song and see how she does.
Hannah's home school.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. Aaron just got done answering 5 pop culture questions in Hannah's home school, and he crushed it. Aaron, tell her how many you got right. Arch nemesis, Aaron.
I got 4 out of 5.
Look at that.
Pretty good.
Aaron was not messing around when he came to playing against his arch nemesis, Hannah. I'm going to ask Hannah the same 5 questions I just got done asking Aaron. She's got to get at least a 4 out of 5. A tie does go towards Hannah. This movie just became the highest grossing movie based on a musical ever.
Wicked.
That is correct. Haley Haley Steinfeld just got engaged to this star quarterback.
Josh Allen.
Look at you, named the quarterback.
I know, guys. I know my football and my Hollywood hashtag.
Yeah, name another quarterback.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job. All right. Ben Affleck spent Thanksgiving with his ex.
Which J-Lo.
Ex-wife did he spend it with?
J-Lo.
No, Jennifer Garner.
Great.
Can't miss on these last 2 or Aaron will claim victory.
Okay.
This female artist was named the greatest country music artist of all time.
Dolly Parton.
Yes. Dolly Parton is correct.
Yes.
So it all comes down to this question, and it's about Santa. This train takes you to the North Pole.
The Polar Express.
4 out of 5. Hannah comes through.
Hannah.
Only question she missed is about Ben and his many exes.
Yeah, he has too many exes for me to keep track of. I don't know.
Aaron, you got schooled, but you got to say this. Aaron, I got schooled by Hannah again.
I got schooled by Hannah yet again.
Hannah's home school.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
I'm going to keep it moving because I have a very little voice right now. For some reason, I woke up and I lost my voice today.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I actually feel okay. I mean, I feel like icky because it's been cold out, but I can't talk. So I've been slamming hot tea. This is my 3rd hot tea, guys.
Yeah, Brett literally has, and it's like scorching hot.
Yeah, can you drink too much hot tea? I'm about to find out.
Yeah, you're not going to have vocal cords.
If your bladder can handle it, you'll be okay.
All right, I'm going to put 2 minutes on the clock. I'm going to read off some headlines, barely, and then Hannah will either tell me, keep it moving, your voice sucks, or she'll say, tell me more. When is the last time you can eat Thanksgiving leftovers?
Yeah, I always wonder that.
Yesterday. It's over. Throw them out.
Really?
Yes. That's the USA.
See, I still don't agree with that.
No, the USDA said this, Hannah.
Who are they? What do they know?
They said 3 to 4 days left in the fridge is all it can last or can make you sick.
AB, are you making leftovers still?
Absolutely.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You guys are gross.
I was going to say a week minimum.
Everyone's talking about their body aches. This is the best sleep position for whatever's ailing you.
Okay, what is it?
According to sleep experts, the best position for most people is on the side with a pillow between your legs. Usually your left side will help with neck pain. If you're a stomach sleeper, they said try sleeping without a pillow. But that's going to help your body position.
I already don't sleep without.
Yeah, there you go, AB.
The pillow.
So either
doing something right.
Either put it between your legs, or if you're someone who's always sleeping on your back or your belly and it's hurting, then switch out.
Yeah.
Over-decorated 90s Christmas trees are the hot trend this year.
I believe it. Keep it moving.
Yeah, that's the new thing. Jill Biden just revealed her Christmas decorations. People are like, oh my God, this is exactly what it is. That's what the trending is. Disney's Haunted Mansion was shut down after someone scattered ashes all over it.
What?
So people always say they want to do this. I want my ashes scattered at Disney. So someone did it at the Haunted Mansion. They were on the ride. They threw the ashes all over so the person could be at Disney. Disney made a statement. Please don't do this. This is the dumbest thing to do. They said you end up in the garbage. We just go and scoop up all the ashes. We vacuum it up and we throw it out. You don't stay at Disney. And it shuts it down for everyone. And it's kind of weird and gross.
That is weird and gross. And scary. Like, the fact that it's at the Haunted Mansion makes it scarier.
Yeah, that's what makes it even worse.
You're probably on camera, too.
I wish I didn't hear that.
They are on camera, and they said they are definitely caught for sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that what's not been caught is my voice.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
Mega Mind question of the day. If there was 24 hours in a day, 25% of people surveyed said they would use the extra hour to do this.
I think that people would use the extra hour to exercise. I feel like people are always like, there's not enough time in the day. Mm. I'm super busy. So I think they would use it to exercise.
Do you think they would exercise or they said they would exercise?
Do I think they'll actually do it? No, they'll probably end up using it for sleep. But I think ideally they would say it would be for exercise.
That's my answer. Sleep.
Extra sleep.
They would use it for sleep.
I'm going to say read a book.
One person got it correct. It is either read, sleep, or exercise. If there was an extra hour of the day, 25% of people surveyed said they would use the extra hour to do what?
That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show is, where did Brett's voice go? Where is it hiding?
That's a great question.
Yeah, right? I woke up and his voice is gone. If there was 24 hours in a day, 25% of people surveyed said they would use this extra hour to do what?
I said exercise.
I said sleep.
And I said read.
I said someone's got it correct. We're not going to read. Let's be honest.
Yeah, nobody's reading except AB and
binge
our Bible.
Watch an extra episode before we would read. So it's either sleep or exercise.
I'd say that the text line is pretty split between Kevin and I.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It is say they will exercise.
Right, oh, yeah. Exactly.
They will probably most likely sleep.
You bums, you're not actually doing it.
Everyone says, man, if I had that extra hour, I would just totally get, I would go into the gym for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mega Minds.
One of the most common question Hannah gets post-breakup, because she talked about her breakup with her boyfriend. They were together for like a year and a half. She had moved in. She had a dog with him. The number one question is, how's the dog? What are you guys doing with the dog? Because it's basically like a custody situation.
Mm-hmm.
We're commercial-free on the Brett Mega Show. And on Thanksgiving, Hannah finally got to see her dog because it's been a complicated situation with the dog.
Yeah, so this is a pretty sensitive topic. For me, it weighs really heavy on my heart, but I have been wanting to talk to you guys about it. So, yeah, my boyfriend Matt and I broke up back in August, and we have our dog Bear together. And at first, I was like kind of going over there a lot to see Bear. I would still like, you know, talk to my ex a lot. I would take him on, I'd take the dog on walks. I would take him, you know, with me or whatever. But then we kind of stopped because it got hard because it was hard for me to like continue to move forward with my breakup knowing that I would be at my ex's house all the time seeing my dog. So I took quite a bit of a break from that, but I've really been missing my dog Bear and I really haven't like known the best situation what to do with him recently. So I texted my ex and asked if I could pick up our dog Bear for Thanksgiving and bring him to my family's house. Of course, he said yes. He's been really great about, you know, wanting me to be involved in Bear's life. He's never tried to keep me away from him or anything.
You
so.
Said our dog. Do you still consider it our dog?
Yeah, I do. And so I went on Thanksgiving morning really early and I picked up Bear and it was the best day ever with the dog. He got to spend time with my nieces and nephews. He got to spend time with my mom. It was really great. It was almost like a distance makes the heart grow fonder kind of moment. Mm-hmm. It was really, really great. And then I dropped him off that night and I really, really struggled dropping Bear back off. One, because I don't want to, like I want to keep him with me all the time. And two, it was just like, I don't know when I'm going to see him next. And it was the holidays. It was the first holiday I haven't spent with my boyfriend in a long time. So it was just like a big mixture of feelings. And I really, really struggled with it. I never know the right situation on what to do with my dog Bear. I don't know if it's better for me to see him all the time, better for me not to see him. I just, there's not a right solution in my heart of what to do with Bear.
Did you break down?
Yeah, I broke down. And I always have anxiety about it. And I'm very sensitive to the topic. Like when it's, I want people's opinions. If you've been through this before, I want your opinion. But I also am very like protective in my heart of Bear. And I don't really like when people are like, he's just a dog. Like, you know, that comes with the breakup territory. That's like...
She's looking at you, AB.
Yeah, that's really sensitive for me to hear because...
She's looking at her friend, AB, who's not a dog person.
That is my dog. Like, that is a huge part of my life. That was like a commitment we made together. And I don't think that commitment ends just because we broke up. Like, I love that dog.
I mean, as somebody, I'm not an animal person and I don't think I would ever find myself in this position, but I do understand that for you, Hannah, it is more than a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's.
If I were in your position, though, I don't think that I would be able to see the dog anymore.
Interesting.
I think I would have
too to hard to see the dog. Yeah. Too emotional.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play a song and then we want to share advice on this here in a second. What if is anybody in this type of situation where you feel like you have dog custody situation? How do you juggle it? Is it like harder? Because there's another layer that I want to bring up that even happened on Thanksgiving that makes it really challenging when you're doing dog custody situations in 3 minutes. We're dancing commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Any parents or dog parents out there have to do dog custody with an ex? Like you and your significant other got a divorce, and how did you handle the breakup with the dogs? Did one person get the dog? Do you have to go and see it? Is there visitation? 314-531-9898. Do you have to have this conversation before you even break up? I know one of my friends, before they even broke up, they had a conversation. Like, when we break up, if this ever happens, this is who gets the dog. They had to have that agreement when they got the dog because they weren't married. And even if you are married, divorce has happened, and that's one of the biggest things that people fight about. Hannah has kind of been struggling with this, and because you just saw your dog for the first time at Thanksgiving, and how long has it been now?
It's been like at least 2 months.
Mm. And it's because one of the problems that she was having post-breakup is that she was going over to her ex's house, and they had a civil breakup. They just realized that their relationship didn't end with them hating each other. There just was no future. So they just got, they would see each other. She'd go, oh, I'll pick up the dog and take it for the dog for a walk. And then they would just start talking again like life was normal. And then they'd get into the same cycle of having this conversation and like, oh, everything's good. Oh, wait, do we have a future? And it becomes hard when you have to see your ex every single time. So I'm curious if other people do a dog custody situation, because then you have to see your ex. It's different when you have kids and you have to see your ex.
Right.
Than when you have a dog and seeing the dog, I feel like, right?
Right. And especially when it's a civil breakup and the other person's not dating anyone yet. And you're both kind of still in this limbo of, you know, because then, like, you know, it's like a Hallmark movie. The dog then brought them back together.
And,
you know,
and I want to point out why it's different for like dogs and kids and the dog custody situation is kids, you're probably constantly having to stay in communication because there's a million questions to answer. Oh, the teacher said this. Oh, what about pickups for this? Oh, what about this? There's just, you guys are constantly talking. For the dog, you could go your 3-4 days without talking and then see them. And that's different. When you're in constant communication with your ex, you just learn to like co-parent. That becomes a different role. But when you're just seeing them and then not seeing them for 3 days and then seeing them every... Because what happened on Thanksgiving, Hannah? I asked you this. You guys talked for 30 minutes, you said, and just caught up because that's what you do. I feel like the dog custody thing is hard. I think it's almost impossible.
Yeah, yeah, it's hard to move past a relationship.
Yeah, I mean, it was really hard because then it's like, okay, what is the point of talking? Like, are we like, why?
You just start catching
what
up naturally.
That?
Yeah,
yeah.
But when you're parenting and co-parenting, you're constantly talking, and so you don't need to catch up. You just drop off the kids.
It's kind of like the same as when you're broken up with somebody, you break up with their whole family.
Yeah,
and I think
the dog
you
is
see
part
this
of
dog
it.
As part of his family, and I
but
think
it's my family. It's not just his family. So
I think
that's
one person's got to get the dog though.
Yeah,
you know what's funny is Brett. You said like you know people have conversations before when
did you guys do
my
that?
Ex and I got Bear. Like when we were filling out the paperwork and stuff, it was like, one person is like primary direct contact for the vet. And it was my ex, Matt. Mm. But that doesn't mean any, like, I don't care about that. Like, my number is still on his collar. Like, I am mom. I'm not going away. Like, even if my ex dates someone else, I don't care. I'm still mom. I'm still number one. Like, I can't.
You're
going
to see him for Christmas, right? You said you're going to start to see him for Christmas?
Yes. And I was like, okay, am I just going to get holiday custody? I don't know.
Is that a thing? Holiday custody, weekend custody, or did you have to have the conversation and decide who gets the dog? How did you handle the dog post breakup? 314-531-9898. We'll take your calls on this while we're commercial free on Y98 St. Louis. 3 minutes away from scoring some Blues tickets while we're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. And then don't forget, 820, your chance to play Pick Your Present. Hannah's got baby dog drama. Her and her boyfriend broke up. They lived together. They got a dog together. And then, like, post-breakup, his name was on all the stuff. And he had the house. Hannah had moved in with her sister. And so the custody situation became really complicated. She was going over there all the time, giving the dog a walk. But then it was, like, really hard to sever ties with the ex. You guys are just seeing each other all the time. You guys needed space. And so you just saw him on Thanksgiving. And it just brought up a whole bunch of emotions. Like, how do I handle the dog situation now? Because I miss my dog.
Yeah, I miss and I love my dog. Thank you for everybody who's texted and called in on this. Someone said, Carrie texted in and said, oh, Hannah, I couldn't even imagine. Is there a way that you and your ex can work out some kind of shared schedule? Maybe you keep Bear for a week and then so on, so on. That way you can both keep time with him. Do you watch Selling Sunset? That's what Mary and Jason did.
Yeah, it's
so
funny.
I'm not alone in this, apparently. Yeah, I mean, I guess we could work out a shared schedule. Honestly, right now, it's kind of complicated for me because I'm living with family. Yeah. And so I know they would say yes, but I would still feel guilty being like, okay, I'm already staying here.
Now can I bring my dog?
And then I, like, it just, like, adds a whole nother layer, and I already, like, have a lot of emotions about it, so I don't want to feel, like, guilt on top of all that.
I think there's two things that sometimes, like, you moved in with family afterwards until you got up, like, back up on your feet. Like, sometimes that stuff happens for a reason. Like, you and your ex might be able to see each other on a shared custody situation when you're ready to get into your own place.
Right.
And it might be better timing. But right now, everything's so fresh. That's why you kind of, like, stopped going over there to do the walk thing. Like, that's also a good point.
Another person said, I dated a guy who shared a dog with his ex-wife. They did a week on, a week off. I thought it was weird at first, but it really worked for them.
Really?
And it allowed them to have planned vacations without worrying about a dog sitter.
Huh.
They even shared vet bills and grooming bills 50-50. He explained it as if it was a human child and they would have to do the same. So what's the difference?
See, the difference for me is the immediate part of the breakup. Like I married my high school sweetheart, but I feel like most people post-breakup need to cut off communication.
Right.
Unless you have to communicate.
Yeah.
There's no
but
reason.
I feel like a dog might be a reason where you have to communicate. What? Like, I really want to see my dog.
But that, like, that you just see each other once a week, and then it becomes like, let's catch up like old friends, and you're not old friends. When you are co-parenting.
Maybe we just need to hate each other.
I feel like in co-parenting situations, there probably isn't a day that goes by where you guys aren't in communication. For your kids.
Right.
Oh, the kid's sick. Oh, he had homework assignment. Like, you're constantly texting. For the dog, you go a week without texting or calling, and then you see each other, and you're like, oh, I miss them. Ooh. Like, that's what I feel like ends up happening. That's the difference for me. I get it that it ended up making sense. Like, literally, you have an immediate dog watcher or, you know, dog sitter and things like that. Smart. But that's the difference for me, is it's not the same kind of level of communication.
I agree. I'm not saying that a dog is the same thing as a human child. I'm not saying that at all.
After you talk to the ex about, like, oh, he pooped today, you're good.
Right.
Like, that's the end of the conversation. Like, and so then you're like, what else you want to talk about? And then you just start catching up like you're on a date. And you're not dating anymore. That's the difference.
It's hard.
It's definitely a complicated situation.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood.
Rolling Stone released their top 100 chart for the best albums of all of 2024. So zooming in into the top 10, Ariana Grande took the eighth place spot with Eternal Sunshine. And it's just crazy for me to even think that she dropped an album this year because I'm just so focused on her Wicked performance. And I'm like, oh, yeah, wait, yeah, she did that too. So that took the eighth place spot. Going into number five is Billie Eilish with Hit Me Hard and Soft.
Makes sense.
That
nominated
makes
for
sense.
A Grammy.
That makes sense. What is surprising and doesn't make a lot of sense for me, I mean, I like it, but ahead of Billie Eilish in fourth place is Sabrina Carpenter with Short and Sweet.
I feel
which
like
I think is saying a lot. That's huge for Sabrina.
Yeah, I feel like Sabrina had a bigger album. Like, I said this. It's like Billie, Beyonce, Taylor all nominated. I didn't really love the Billie Eilish album. I think she's the, like, I think the Grammys love her, but I think it's going to be the year.
I don't really think it was talked about.
Yeah. I think Sabrina had a bigger pop album, and Sabrina's nominated for Album of the Year, too, for, you know, Grammy.
So that was fourth. In second place was Cowboy Carter from Beyonce. So she finally got, like, a high ranking.
Some recognition, right?
From Rolling Stone. So that was nice.
I thought that should have been number one. I felt like it crossed genres. It was a big hype. I felt like it deserved to be number one. And the writing was really clever. Like, she wrote some really big songs.
Yeah, the number one spot out of all the albums in 2024 according to Rolling Stone. This goes against my better beliefs and judgments, and I think only AB is going to be happy about this one. Brat from Charlie XCX. Are you kidding? Defined the entire year. I feel like it's a joke. Like, people like think it's like a funny or a joke to say like, oh, Brat Summer, Brat this, Brat that. Was it literally the album of the year? Like, no.
I felt like if you're going to go pop, I thought Sabrina had a bigger album and a better album. If you're going to go, like, what makes the most sense, it's Beyonce.
Right.
Also, like, if we're off that list that didn't make it is Jelly Roll's album. I thought Jelly Roll's album was awesome.
Where's Taylor Swift?
Or Eminem.
And Eminem is the other one I was going to bring up, is Eminem was, like, the biggest selling rap album of 2024, so.
I mean,
yeah.
Brats, I'm floored with that. That was shocking to me. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Has anyone ever been injured on a holiday? Like Christmas, Thanksgiving, 4th of July, ooh, you suffered an injury, ruined your entire holiday. 314-531-9898. Tell you what, I lost my voice today. Well, that's a holiday. But like, seriously, or even like injury or sick, like got super sick and it's supposed to be Christmas Day. You're super excited, then boom, you're just sick. Ruins the entire holiday. Because we asked AB, oh, how was your Thanksgiving? And you said,
horrible.
Horrible.
Yes. So I woke up Thanksgiving morning, was completely fine. And we always have breakfast at my house with my dad's side. And 10 minutes after they got there at like 10 a.m., I somehow like tweaked my back and I couldn't move.
Whoa.
It was not good. And then I didn't want to be the person that's going around telling everyone like, oh, I'm hurt. Don't know what I did. Blah, blah, blah. So I would let everybody hug me too throughout the day, which like anybody touching me was excruciating pain. Really? So I just had to be like, hi, nice to see you. Yeah.
Oh, that's
Don't you go to two Thanksgivings? Did you go to the second one then, or did you stay back?
I thought about staying back, but I was like, no, I'm going to regret it if I don't go. So I just kind of tried to like stay out of anybody's way. So no one would like accidentally bump into me because that would have destroyed me.
Back injuries are like no joke.
No,
I think back pain and tooth pain are two like,
yes,
that'll knock you out.
Mm-hmm.
Two things. I used to get sick on my birthday every single year as a kid.
Really? But
yeah. So like when we have a birthday party and stuff like that, I have to cancel it. Sucked every year. And then one Christmas, man, I just laid there the entire time. Was super, super sick and ruined my entire Christmas.
I mean, I'm the same way. I've never gotten hurt on a holiday, but every single holiday without even hesitation, I'm sick. I used to get the stomach flu every single Christmas. That was the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst. I've kind of phased out of that. But last year, if you guys remember, I like didn't have a voice even.
That's right.
I was leaving for Christmas break to go on vacation. I had no voice and I was sick, but I was still like, I'm going to Cancun. I don't care.
I remember one year when the flu hit the entire family and it went through over Christmas break. Now, luckily, it was after Christmas. But like, you know, it was like, Kennedy was down, then Jackson was down, then Sarah was down, then I was down, and that is the worst, especially, you know, I mean, the good part is we were off anyway, so everybody didn't miss anything, but the bad part of it is that's your holiday. You're supposed to be playing. You're supposed to be enjoying
and when,
stuff.
When it goes through the family like that, you're just, like, kind of waiting, like, oh, when's it going to hit me?
Whether it's a sickness or, like, broken bone on Christmas Day. Thanks, Santa. 314-531-9898. You got sick or injured during a holiday. When was it? We'll take your calls while we're commercial-free on Y98 St. Louis. Still commercial-free on the Brett Mega Show. Is anyone out there listening ever gotten injured on a holiday? 4th of July, Thanksgiving, Christmas, big holiday. 314-531-9898. AB, who is constantly injured for some reason. Like, I feel like your body doesn't work.
Yeah.
Pulled out the back on Thanksgiving.
I did. And I'm in my 20s. That should not be happening. I was just walking.
Oh, ouch.
I was literally just walking.
Old age, girl.
Yeah.
Those 20s, man, they're hard years, huh, Kevin?
Yeah, it doesn't get better. I'm
Kevin, you ever been injured?
Just walking? Yes, I've been injured just walking.
No way. You know, I was going to say, like, Kevin hasn't even been injured just walking.
I haven't missed a holiday, but I threw my back out so bad that I missed going to an awesome concert years ago. Elton John, Billy Joel were in town.
Really?
And I couldn't sit. Couldn't go.
You and Kevin have the same body, AB.
Yeah.
AB, scary thing. What, like, position were you stuck in?
I couldn't move. I had to just, like, sit completely straight up.
Sometimes, like the lower back stuff, you could, like, stand, you know, because, like, even sitting.
Yeah, sitting is the worst.
We have lots of texts coming in about people who've just had super unfortunate events happen during the holidays. One of them was during a bad mom's Christmas. She sprained her ankle. That's unfortunate. That's
funny
fun
that, like, could ruin actual Christmas. Yeah. Like, what were you doing? Like, us moms were getting hammered.
Yeah.
We don't got it anymore.
Uh-huh.
I ruined my ankle.
Another person texted in that when they were 12, like back in the 80s, they were setting up a TV that they got for Christmas, and it fell off the bed, gouging a hole in my leg. I ended Christmas in the emergency room and no TV.
Whoa.
Oh,
no. Ruined the leg and the TV.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we're going to keep it moving through all the trending stories. We're 6 minutes away from picking your present. Y98's Pick Your Present is back. You match the two presents, and then you get hooked up with some cool stuff from Y98 and West County Center. You're going to chance to play in like 6 minutes. But first, we're going to keep it moving through all the trending stories. I will put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read a headline, and then Hannah, you tell me either keep it moving or tell me more. Like, people think 2025 looks a little shady because it literally starts with WTF.
What? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And people are saying that, oh my God, it starts with Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Know the last time that happened?
When?
2020.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
No, son.
Yeah. Best TV shows of 2024.
Ooh, what are they ranked?
So TV Guide put together the list. I'll put you an honorable mention. Nobody wants this. Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
AB and I loved it. But number 4, Industry from HBO. Number 3, Baby Reindeer. Number 2, Anne Rice's Interview with the Vampire. And number 1 is Shogun from FX.
I haven't seen any of
those. Yeah, I was going to say. Those are all no watches for me.
They're all like big dramas. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Shogun won like everything.
Yeah.
New TikTok trend has couples trying to not judge partners' confessions.
Oh, I love this trend.
Okay, so this is like the new trend on TikTok where you listen to a confession from your significant other and you say you're not going to judge them.
We listen and we don't judge.
Yeah, so some of the ones have gone viral saying like, hey, when I asked you to come help me move, when there was like a bunch of guys there, I was dating all of them and you were one of them.
Whoa.
Hello.
Another confession was saying, hey, like a guy saying, sometimes when I say I'm going downstairs to fold laundry, I just sit there and just let you do the rest of the chores. And
typical.
You're not supposed to judge. Science has figured out a way to not get a song stuck in your head.
Okay, what is the remedy for that?
So I guess there's this app.
Who said the melody?
There's an app where you download like a 40-second audio track, and it's like a reverse earworm. It's an earworm or eraser, they call it. You listen to this 40-second audio track, and it like does all these different like musical styles, and then it makes the song stop being stuck in your head. So next time you have a song stuck in your head, you download this reverse earworm and earworm eraser. You never heard of an earworm?
No.
Hannah, how do you survive?
It's stuck in your ear. It's
what is wrong with you two? I'm going to keep it moving.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Enough Brett better judgment. Keep it moving.
We really love being commercial free with you for an hour on the Brett Maga Show. I really like to find my voice again because it sounds ridiculous. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Country music artist Zach Bryan is just continuing to shoot himself in the foot. Now he's publicly lying about one of his biggest songs. I'll tell you why at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby.
Country music artist Zach Bryan is just not doing himself any favors with his actions recently. First, he got called out for cheating and just being like a terrible partner to famous TikToker Brianna Chicken Fry and a terrible friend to others. And now he decided to change the backstory of one of his most famous songs, even though he already publicly talked about it and claimed the backstory. Now he just went back and lied about the whole thing. So a couple months ago, Zach Bryan like was answering questions on Twitter, and one fan asked like one of his biggest songs, 28, like why was the reason that you wrote that? Like what are we so lucky for or whatever? And he said, our puppy was going into surgery and I told Brianna, his now ex-girlfriend, how lucky are we to have a puppy so beautiful and she came out just fine. I wrote it the next day because I felt like the luckiest man on the planet. Well, that sounded like a great story. Everybody was, you know,
pulling
really
up the heartstrings of the good old dog.
Yeah, bringing up the puppy and the vet and the surgery. Everybody was like, okay, great, touching, cool. But at his most recent concert, he said this about the song.
I wrote this song because one night me and all the boys were bowling in New York City and I felt lucky to have each and every one of them. And I was so glad to be alive. The song wrote called 28.
That is not the same puppy
is he
story
dumb?
Like you just claimed on Twitter.
You went from a great story about a dog to bowling.
Yeah, bowling with the boys. That is such a typical, like, petty man.
Bro breakup.
Yes. Yeah.
This like, has nothing to do with my ex. It's about my boys. I love my boys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just disgusted by that. I'm really not a Zach Bryan fan anymore. I got to be done talking about this. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. See if you can get this one correct. You probably have already done this today and will likely do it five more times.
Brett, you've definitely done this. I'm going to say sneeze.
Ooh.
Have I sneezed a lot? I can't get my voice.
I'm thinking since you're sick or whatever you got going on over there.
I don't know what's going on with my voice. Yeah, it's so annoying.
If it's not sneezing, I think it's you look in a mirror.
Look in a mirror.
Oh. I'm going to say go to the bathroom.
Bathroom. No one got it. Still up for grabs. You probably have already done this today. We'll likely do it five more times. If you want to take a guess, 314-531-9898. Give the answer at 848.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. You probably already did this today once, and you're likely to do it five more times. Hannah?
Caroline texted in and said, brushing your hair.
Who brushes their hair five times?
That seems like a lot.
Do women do that? Because that's not a thing guys have to do.
Dave texted in and said, yawning or eating something.
No, it's password.
What?
Use the password.
Put your password in?
Put your password in. Type it in.
I believe it.
I don't know if automatic sign-in counts.
I was going to say, you don't really have to do that anymore.
My Face ID does a lot for me.
But I feel like if you had to do, if automatic sign-in counts, do you have to log in five times or more?
That's like probably five more. Times probably to check more. It to check your phone.
Well, of course. And well, then no, if I you, feel like that's not a password.
If you change your password because you're mandatory changing, I had to do that, and then now it won't take my new password, but it was still like my old password.
Oh,
and I'm
Kevin.
Like, what password do you want?
Rejected five times.
I know.
Mega Minds.
There are moments when you are a parent and you look at your little baby and you're like, oh my God, they're all grown up. When they get so big on me.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin has reached one of those moments because his little girl is all grown up now.
Yeah, you know, she's worked at the loading dock now for a couple of years, and she used to be a food runner, and that's the person who goes back and orders and helps orders your food and brings it to your table. She has now graduated to full-on server.
Wow.
That's a really big promotion.
She definitely makes more money than Kevin now.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Well, and that's the weird thing because actually she got a pay cut because, you know, waitresses and waiters, they make less because the tips are more. So it's weird. We were trying to explain to her that actually it was a pay raise.
Yeah, for sure.
But when she was like looking at her first paycheck, she was like, I don't get, oh, and then I got the tips and cash.
Yeah,
but you know, it's been fun because Sarah and I aren't much drinkers. We've been trying to quiz her or kind of work with her on certain drinks. Because
that's tough.
Yes.
Does she have to remember them?
She has to remember them, but it's like, you know, there's only certain drinks that are on the menu, but you can then, you know, make offshoots or make the originals with
that. And people ask questions, and you kind of just have to know.
Exactly. Yeah. So
they will ask that? Yeah, interesting.
She's got a lot of questions about vermouth.
That's funny.
And so do
I. Don't know what that is.
Exactly.
For a Manhattan.
Like, yeah, right. You know,
sweet
so
vermouth?
That, and, yeah. You know, no issues with Long Island iced teas yet. So
that's funny.
I was going to say.
About that. But, you know, also for her, too, being deaf, it's a little harder. It's a crowded situation. Yeah. So she's writing stuff down.
Is she nervous about it?
She was at first, but they've done a great job with training her. And, you know, they have like, you know, their captains and their people they kind of work with to kind of, you know, not just her, but other people who are graduating to servers. And that's been really helpful. Plus, she starts off, and this is what's really cool about the loading dock in Grafton. It has the summer crowd, which goes outside. And then inside where she's at now is the ice rink.
Oh, okay.
So even though, and she had a pretty good crowd. She did a couple of parties this weekend, but it hasn't been, you know, super, super crowded yet. Now, I know it's going to get there, especially as you start getting closer to Christmas, especially for New Year's.
Is it weird for you? Because you guys, like, there's only so many restaurants where you guys live. The loading dock is like the hot spot when you guys go out to eat. It was one thing to have her like just being working at the loading dock or running on food. She can now be your server. Is that weird?
It is a little weird. It's
like,
you know,
yeah, my daughter is my server.
Yeah, I can already see ordering, you know, an Irish coffee and she's like, I didn't put any whiskey in that, Dad. You got to drive home.
Yeah, that's sweet. I want to go out there and see her.
Yeah. So, I mean, she
well,
works.
Well, we got to, like, get a passport and then we can go out
exactly.
there.
Right,
yeah.
Right, yeah. But she works weekends. So if you're heading to the loading dock, look for Kennedy Burkhoff. And please, generously tip her.
Yeah, tip her because they're pulling out a budget, man.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.